And we'll read something from Rumi. When I see your face, I shut my eyes to others. I am drunk with your presence. To earn Solomon's seal, I have become supple as wax. When I see your face, I surrender my will and become a sigh on your lips. You were in my hand, but I kept reaching out like a blind man. I was in your hand, but kept asking questions from those who were ignorant. I must have been very drunk or naive to steal my own gold. I must have been mad to sneak and rob my own jasmine garden. I have been twisted long enough by my own might, Shams of Tabriz. But even in my sorrow, I am joyous like the crescent moon at the beginning of the festival.
Meditation brings up a lot of mucus, I know.
I thought that was karma.
So I want to share a little bit more about this pathway that we teach, this pathway of spirit, this pathway of sound and light, and really what is that spiritual journey that we are all walking. And so in doing so, in meditation, I'm going to give some information, and it's really funny because whenever information starts coming up inside of me, I always have to watch my mind because it begins to get engaged in that mental process. And so even in doing the meditation just now, I was in this process of looking, ooh, that's good information, but then I can feel the energy of my mind trying to grasp or dig into it. And so as always, as I'm reminded in meditation, we get what we focus on. So ultimately, we always want, if we want spirit, is to always bring our focus to spirit so that we rise above the mind, the emotions, the imagination, the body, to rise above the elements of the world, that all we have to do is once again remind ourselves and make the choice once again to hold our inner focus, to hold our attention on the seat of the soul, because that is where the divine resides within this world of time and space, within this kingdom. And so it is a journey always moving back into that place. Just as we've come out of the heart of God, so shall we return. So you're going to get to watch me maybe go through this process, because now I'm going to move into the information and I can already feel my mind mixing. You know, what is that, the Gordian knot, where the mind and the spirit are tied within? And that's the challenge we all walk through in this journey of overcoming the mind, by which we again untie the knot or cut the knot free, that we can truly walk as a free soul, as a soul that is awake and aware of self, that is free of the mind, that has overcome and moved through those challenges or elements that would tie the soul up into this physical creation. And so as I continue moving more and more in this, I'm going to write a few things up here on the board. As many of you already know, the different levels we talk about here in Inner Light Ministries, we always have, should we say, God to begin with, and we'll often use the hue as that name of God, hue. So I'm going to use that hue is reference to God as one level. So I'm going to write this out on different levels. And then out of God, of course, came the soul. And then as we continue moving down, we go into what we call the etheric realm, or the realm of the unconscious, the mental realm, the realm of mind, the causal realm, or the realm of emotion, the astral realm, the realm of creative imagination, and then the physical realm. Now, one of the other things I want to also do is begin to, in a sense, through the pictures and talking about, is begin to explain or to share about how, as we've been made in the likeness of God, or have you heard of the phrases as above, so below, or the macrocosm and the microcosm? Well, this, even this human body, and how it is made up, even of the chakra system, the energy system, is an amazing reflection of even this greater journey here through what often Jim and I refer to as the outer realms, the more the spiritual realms or the outer kingdom. So I'm going to also put up here, in a sense, the levels of the chakra system. So I'm going to start here. Again, as we have the first chakra, what is it often referred to as the base or root chakra, dealing more with the physical. Then above that, we have the second chakra, well, often with the reproductive system or creativity. I'll just put creative for the creative chakra. Then we have above that the solar plexus that deals with emotion. Verse 3 here. And above that, the heart chakra. Then above that, we have the throat chakra. Whoops. And above that, the third eye. And then, of course, the seventh chakra, the crown. And so these chakras are what we could also, in a sense, refer to the element of man. So we have man and we have God. And isn't it wonderful, even the hue, we have hue man or God man. For those of you who haven't been here before, that's the hue and why we use that in meditation, is to begin to awaken us to our own God essence that is in man. And man, as you've heard many times, comes from the word manas, or mind. So God or the soul in the mind, in man, in all of its elements. So is this clear enough up here to understand in that way? So we have the macrocosm and the microcosm. And I wrote it side by side so we could, in a sense, refer to it or see the reflection. Just as from the very top, we have hue or God, and the crown is often referred to in that way. And then out of God coming into the soul, we also refer to that. This is where some of you are familiar with different even meditation, yoga practices. The third eye here is that point of the soul. The etheric realm, the throat, the journey through. The mental realm, even though it doesn't sound like the heart, we may not think of it that way, but have you ever heard that phrase? As I thinketh in my heart, so I become. The causal realm, reflection into the emotional, in the solar plexus, where the emotions, or sometimes we call the lower mind, which often is the emotional element. The astral realm, reflecting into the creative chakra, the reproductive, or procreation. A lot of the physical level creativity comes from there. And also the physical realm, which of course here, the physical body, this physical world, and the base chakra, dealing more with the element of the physical kingdom. And so now that we've got that information, this is fun for me because when I get any information like this, I just feel myself literally go down with all that. But I want to begin to explain these things so that we begin to see them very clearly. A lot of you, I know, have seen some of these things before, but I know getting a visual and having that, in a sense, explained to make it simple it begins to bring that greater understanding. And I love that phrase, as above, so below. So we have the as above, or these greater realms, and in the reflection we have the below, the microcosm, the inner realms, the inner kingdom that we'll often refer to. And I like that because it really begins to demonstrate truly this is a land of reflection. As above, so it reflects below into this physical world. And it is in that reflection that we can begin to see, as we give it more and more attention, and looking at that, we begin to wake up to that greater journey of our soul as it comes out of the heart of God into these different realms of creation, then even into this physical kingdom, that journey through the body. For so many centuries throughout time, there's so many different yoga practices even today that exist, and many that don't exist even today, that have always taught about this journey, the journey through the chakra system. Because that is the way in this physical world by which we begin to relate to this greater journey, through the reflection. It is as we journey through the reflection, it begins to stir awake within us even the greater truth from which the reflection comes. I hope I'm making sense in this. Because as you can begin to see, even in this inner journey, how it corresponds to the outer journey, it can give you a little bit of a greater idea of what we're working with. But at the same time, we can begin to see there truly are differences. The journey through the chakras and then the journey through other realms. Just like we have our physical world, and here we physically can journey not only in this planet Earth, but through space and all the physical universe and how vast it is. Also, we can do meditations where we can meditate even on the base chakra and go into experience within our own inner kingdom right here. So we have the microcosm. That's what we would call our own creations. If we say God created the physical and the spiritual kingdoms, well, God also created us as co-creators in the likeness of God to also create. And so, in our inner kingdom, we begin to create. And the chakras are that, in a sense, levels, or those energies, or frequencies, by which, as the soul enters into, begins to enliven, begins to create through those levels within. So the soul's creativity can be expressed through all the different chakras. So we create things physically. Look at our lives that we create, the good and the bad. Even physical creativity when we begin to even build things. I mean, look at everything that is built, this everything. I mean, this whole room, everything we're in has been created physically. Then, of course, if we move up to the next level, we have that reproductive chakra, that creative expression, often we call it the imagination, where we begin to fantasize, imagine, or dream up. We all have that. We all have our fantasies, the things we would wish and hope for and dream about. And some of those things we actually put into physical expression, but other things just reside within the imagination. And as we continue upwards, into the third chakra there, the solar plexus, often referred to as the emotional, or sometimes the lower mind. All the things we feel, the emotions, again, good and bad, happy, sad, angry, calm. And so on and so forth. So I'm just taking a minute inside to see where I want to continue moving with all this. It's fun because in meditation, it comes so easily, but then trying to explain it when it comes to the physical expression is where it can get interesting. had this in a little while. So a lot of what I'm moving through inside of myself right now is when I start going into information like this, I really feel a pressure. And I always like to watch that so that it doesn't get in the way of that greater flow of spirit. And it so easily does. Even as I'm talking, I can just feel it moving in that way. And I don't want to get too bogged down into that. And that's why I always keep watching to see how to stay in that greater flow so it doesn't get bogged down in all these elements. Because the mind does try to grasp and figure these things out. But at the same time, it's valuable to have that information so that even on the mental level, we can begin to see and understand more clearly how all this works, all these different levels. We truly are multidimensional. The consciousness of the soul experiences all these different levels of creation. And then in that even has its own creation. So the journey of the soul, even just in this physical body, through these different chakras here, has that journey of not only co-creating or its own individual expression and creation, but then as it begins a greater journey of waking up more to the greater truth of itself, a lot of that journey is now beginning to turn around. As we've come into creation, we have put forth our creativity. But as we begin to turn and now journey within to begin to awaken to the greater spiritual truth of who we are, no longer looking outwards and creating physically, but we begin to turn around inside and begin to pull that energy that we put out there, we begin to pull it within, to go within. We always say go inwards and upwards. So even here in the chakra system, even in that base chakra, you're focused out, turn within, pull the energies inside and up. We come up to the creative chakra. Pull it in and up. It is that creative expression that the soul has created into this world. And now, in a sense, it is taking back that creation, beginning to take responsibility for those things that we often call our karmas. So it is the soul now beginning to retract or withdraw, to free itself of the karmas, those things that it has created in these worlds. And so that pathway of freedom to get free is to begin to take the responsibility and begin to pull that within and up. We've heard let go, let God, to be responsible, to balance your karmas, to take action. And so this is that taking action where we as a soul begin to call home our creations, to call home that essence of who we are that we have placed into creation. Because we, the soul, are what gives creation life. So as we withdraw that element of the life that we give it, it begins to drop away. The karma drops away. Those elements in the world we've created drop away. That's the journey of freedom. And it is the journey of going within. And as we go within, we call it home. We embrace it. We bring it all back. And it's when we resist that, when we judge our creation, that in a sense we close the door. And so part of that journey of going within is to open these doors. But how do we open those doors? We don't do it through judgment, expectation, through fear. We do it through loving, through acceptance, through forgiveness. And so those tools, loving, acceptance, forgiveness, as we begin to work with them in each of these levels within us, is how we begin to open those doors and to call home our creation. So that which we've created, in a sense, is uncreated. If it's truly just a reflection anyway, you think about it. If it's truly just a reflection and there's not truth, it's not real, that sounds like it'd be easy then just to let it go and drop away. It is easy. It's just the journey of the process. So as we begin to love and accept and forgive, our creations, we, the soul, once again, come inside. And automatically, when we move within and let go of all of our attachments to the creation, the soul's nature is upliftment. It begins to rise. It begins to lift up. So inwards and upwards. And upwards we go, then into the next level. And so on that next level, what are we faced with? Well, sure, there's that element of loving, because that's what we've been working with to get free of that level below. But then, once again, we use the same tools, working with that spirit of loving, to now begin to free, to let go of those things now as we move up into the next kingdom, the next realm, the next level. It's the same process as we go up and up, even inside the body chakra system. We begin to get freer and freer until eventually the soul finds itself here at the seat of the soul, the sixth chakra, the third eye, where we begin to truly wake up and know the greater fullness of that essence of soul that we are. And then even here, because we have freed up a lot of everything below, we don't have the attachments drawing our attention and our focus down and out. In that freedom, again, the soul's nature is upliftment. So we begin to turn up now, because we in the soul know from where we've come. And so we look up within ourselves and we begin to now focus even above to that greater oneness of spirit, the creator from which we've come. So it's very interesting now as I'm sharing this journey in this way, just through the chakra system and even having to deal with all that internal pressure and looking at that, that's what we all go through. As we go through all of our own turmoils in our own lives, these are the things we face. Even as I guided us into the meditation today, what did I say to be aware of? As you move into spirit, all these other things are going to come up as well. Be aware that is a part of the journey. Let that be okay, because it's when we can accept that and love it is when we get free of it. But one of the things I also want to talk about, now it's getting easier inside. And a lot of the reason why? Because the true journey of spirit is easy. It is a simple way. We do not have to try to figure out how to balance our karmas, what the karmas are, what's the lesson here, what do I need to do about it, what's the learning. All we need to do is be loving. And in the loving, the light of awareness will shed light upon the lessons, the learning. It is that light that is the freedom that detaches us from all the attachments. In the easiest way we know to do that, instead of trying to work through all the different chakras, we just say, hold your focus at the seat of the soul, because that is the place where the soul resides. And the soul is free. The soul is loving. And so if you place your attention there, you automatically are going to begin to move into that loving. If you're busy working on all this other stuff from this inner kingdom, and that's where your focus is, well, you're going to get what you focus on. So you're going to get all the emotional turmoils, all the mental constructs and belief systems, all the fantasies and daydreams, all the unmet expectations, the fears, the disappointments, the judgments. But if we can begin to rise above all of that, which we can, but it's up to us to choose to rise above that. And then it's simply a matter of way of finding how. How do we do that? Well, the way that we know here that Jim and I teach about is simply to focus above it. As you focus, you automatically begin to move. The wonderful thing is you move in that direction. All these other things I talked about the energy coming inwards and upwards, happens automatically. Because automatically, as you, the soul, focus inwards and upwards in that journey, it will just bring this other all about by pulling its energy out of the world, inwards and upwards. Does that make sense? That's why you always hear us talk about, don't worry about all this creation. Don't try to fix it. Just simply focus on the loving. Focus on the soul, because that's what the loving is. It is as we focus on the loving, automatically all the rest is taken care of. It's handled. And the wonderful thing is, too, when you live more from here, then guess what reflects down into all this creation now? The light of your soul. The true light of loving. I talked about being loving, accepting, forgiving earlier. Well, you can do that from here, because that's the only true place where the loving comes from, is from your soul. From the spiritual nature. The elements of the world do not know this. And so as we move more and more into our spiritual nature and awaken to that, automatically that begins to filter down through all the other levels. That's why it is, as above, so below. It's not so below, as above. That's not the phrase. So focus above, and then it becomes the below. The easy way, the simple way. One-pointed focus, focusing above, focusing into the light, focusing into spirit, focusing into loving. And then that becomes below. As above, so below. That's the easy way to climb that inner mountain. It's often referred to, the inner mountain. Jacob's ladder, the stairway to heaven. All these different references. That's how we truly climb the ladder. So many of us in so many other ages have been walking this inner kingdom journey through the chakras, trying to find that greater spiritual freedom. And yes, we do get a level of freedom, and we touch into the essence. We even can become masters, masters of the physical universe, masters of the imagination, master of the emotions, masters of the mind, masters of the nothingness, the etheric realm, the void, where nothing exists. A lot of the great enlightened Buddhist or Zen will move into the mind, but then there are some that move beyond that, into the nothingness, where nothing resides. They have risen above the mind and all the elements below. So there is a freedom there. And it's a wonderful place. But yet there's more to even rise above the nothingness, to rise into that greater flow, that greater fullness and oneness of the spiritual realms. Above the nothingness, into the allness. And that's what this pathway of sound and light is about, is that pathway that we journey within and into. Jim and I sometimes call it the inner kingdom and the outer kingdom. It's really not two elements. It's simply a journey within, into your own soul. And as you move into your own soul, your consciousness will go through all the chakra system here, and then even through the spiritual blueprint or cosmology, the realms, the physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric, soul, and spirit. So the soul journeys through all of it. But in truth, it is simply a journey within, within to the soul. And in the very center of the soul is the soul's oneness with God, where we as soul wake up and know that we are God, that we are one with God and God is one with us. It is in the very center of the center. So it's truly just a journey within. But just to give information or understanding, Jim and I will have to call it the inner kingdom and the outer kingdom. But in truth, it is just simply one kingdom, the kingdom of God. You know, it's even funny when I was seeing this in the meditation, even here at the throat chakra and even the physical body, that's that last element. Isn't it funny? Even the neck is more narrow. In the etheric realm, as the soul journeys through into the soul realm, it's actually like a tunnel. It's a way, it's an entry or an opening by which we travel into the spiritual realm. And I've often heard the spiritual realms referred to as the Godhead. Isn't it funny, even this physical body has a reflection. We travel through the throat into the higher centers, the soul and the spiritual here, the sixth and seventh chakra, the head, the Godhead, the human, the God, even this body. And that's what I was trying to point out here. This body, the chakra systems, is a reflection, the microcosm of the macrocosm. So move into the Godhead. Focus in meditation to where God resides. In truth, it's between the six and seven chakras, that spiritual door, where the two merge and become one. As the soul moves inwards and upwards, it merges into that essence of God, where it truly is one with God and all of creation.